This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Tucker is like bursting
wow.
right now.
It's insane. Do you want to?
Yeah.
You will never guess this.
All right. So
this,
hold on. Let me just try.
I'll say it's a trade.
Yeah. Just say it now.
Okay,
where this is unfair.
Okay. Well, no. But everyone listening.
Yes,
already
you're
knows
right.
Everyone knows.
No one is going to hear this pod in half an hour and not know
yes.
this happened. Is my point.
The Philadelphia Eagles have traded veteran safety CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
To the Houston Texans in exchange for Kenyon Green and a swap of fifth round picks.
What?
Okay, so who's Kenyon Green?
So Mekhi Becton isn't coming back.
So Mekhi Becton's not coming back. That's one
Why?
Well, not? I mean,
Kenyon, he's a former first round pick. He's a guard.
So that's what I'm saying. Who's Kenyon Green?
He's a guard. He was a first round pick, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, so.
Has tackle experience, too. So Texas A&M.
Becton's likely gone.
Yeah, I would guess that. So I didn't know who Kenyon Green was. That's why I didn't know why you guys made that leap.
Yeah.
So, okay. So why, first and foremost, do we think that CJGJ asked for more money?
First of all, official emergency pod.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're official emergency.
Yeah.
We're here
officially emergency in a pod. Yeah.
So, real quick, let's just break this down.
Yeah. Let's take a deep breath. Let's talk about Chauncey first, and then we'll talk about.
So,
because that's the big news. Chauncey's gone.
I really appreciated Chauncey Gardner-Johnson this past year, but neither of us were super psyched when they brought him back.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
I think he's a better person, better personality than player.
I think he made a massive difference for this team this past year. We talked about it. I thought his speech the night before the Super Bowl was the best of all of them, like, or at least one of the two best. You know, the when he had the line, like, I get emotional, but I know it's because we're all winners in here. I was like, dude. And I thought during the mic'd up in the Super Bowl with the 1-2-3 breathe and all that stuff, it felt like he was a leader on the team. Now, obviously, we talked about Chauncey this week, you know, last week. Like, we know that, like, I don't know if that played into
it. Well, so this will be, I'll be curious to see the next follow-up of if there's a new contract coming.
Well, it would make sense, right?
Right.
I think that this feels, if I had to just guess, and I want your opinion, because this is more your world.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess, I would guess Chauncey asked for more money. They didn't want to pay it, and they traded him.
Well, I've said that I thought he was going to ask for a new contract.
That's why it was funny, because when the Darius Slay stuff happened, not just you, all of us were like, oh, this is about a contract.
You start to wonder if maybe that was
the initial thing, and then he's flipped it.
Yeah, because maybe it happened out of nowhere. Who knows? So this is live, but like,
that's the beauty.
I'm really, really surprised. Like, that's my best way to put it. Like,
shocked.
Now, obviously,
like, shocked.
I guess where I would fall on it is this: I trust the Eagles on this one. Like, if they're moving on from Chauncey, I think there has to be a reason. Like, there has to be, like, he wanted money and they didn't think he'd be happy. They maybe behind the scenes, he wasn't everything we thought. Like, he was a good enough player. Like, let's be real. Like, He was not a negative by any stretch on the field. Like, we could argue how good he was, but he was obviously
he led the team in interceptions again.
Yeah, he was a good player. But this is now the second time they've had Chauncey for a year and they moved on from him. Like, it is what it is, right?
No doubt.
Now, maybe this is more about getting this guard. Like, Tucker, you frankly seem to know more about this guard than I do.
So who is Kenyon Green?
But really quick, this could be they want Kenyon Green, and so Chauncey was the piece that landed them Kenyon Green. But to me, it feels more like they were moving Chauncey. This guy became available, and that's it. But yeah, I'm floored. I'm stunned.
You're rarely this like flummoxed.
But I think I'm thinking back to like when Howie said it's not going to look how we all think. Like maybe
for sure. We thought that meant Dallas Goedert.
I trust their judgment on this. Like,
so I think that CJ
fans are going to be really mad about
CJ
this,
GJ. That's
CJ GJ.
We were like, oh, everyone's chilling calm.
Yeah, this is good.
CJ GJ. I am 100% sure asked for more money. Right. I mean, like,
it has to be
$5 million. He was going to make this upcoming year.
I can't wait to see what he tweets and deletes.
This feels like ask for more money. The Eagles didn't want to give it to him. Sidney Brown. It feels like maybe a belief.
I think another safety will be coming. Lane Johnson tweets how he sees him with some eyes. So maybe he really likes
Kenyon Green.
Yeah.
So who's
there's something else coming that he's on that.
But also, I mean, like, so is it possible that TJ GJ was just not as liked in that locker room as we?
Yeah. Well, look, Slay.
That's my point. Yeah. I'm taking the Slay. I'm talking about Lane Johnson tweeting that right after CJ GJ gets traded.
Yeah, that's
like,
interesting.
That's not like a super awesome, like, basically like, see ya, go Howie. Like, you.
I agree. Is it possible? If I was Chauncey and I saw that, I'd be not happy.
I'd be annoyed.
Yeah, I would be not happy.
So is it possible that the Slay stuff was kind of a Slay letting us in and being like, it's going to be really anal leader. Like, what you think is not true. Like, well, I don't know.
I know. I mean, they moved on from him after 2022. And part of the reason was, much like Hassan out the door, like, they didn't think he was great in the locker room in 2022, right? Now, this year, and again, the media is in the locker room. We talk to people. You never get the full picture of what's going on. I thought, to me, like, Chauncey seemed like he was good with his teammates, to me. Now, like, he wasn't, you know, Mr. Talk to Media all the time. When he did, it was always, like, a little tense. Like, but I didn't think they needed to trade him. I mean, look, I think part of this could be they think Chauncey's easy to replace, and this Kenyon Green guy could be their guard.
That's what I was about to say. Like, if you're just looking at it from a value perspective,
maybe they're going to pay Reed and they don't want to pay both.
A safety who's on the second year or the final year, making $5 million that year, or a former, was he a first round pick or a second round pick?
Yeah,
whatever.
First
13th round.
15th overall.
Per Tucker.
15th overall. What was it? 2 years ago?
Three. It was 2022.
3 years ago. So whatever. From a value standpoint, maybe they feel like he's just like a player that they believe in and like they wanted to draft, maybe whatever. Cash in high on Chauncey. I mean, like, value wise, I can get it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think there's a little bit,
which is funny because he probably makes more money than Chauncey as the fifth, or at least similar money.
I would think, his rookie deal.
Yeah, now, in third year of his rookie year or fourth year. Like,
so it sounds like he's played 2 years in the NFL, which would mean he'd be contract extension eligible next
offseason. But still, I'm saying just his rookie contract is probably around
Chauncey wasn't making a ton of money. Yeah, I don't think they would have done this if they thought it was going to like wreck the locker room. Put it that way.
I agree.
Now,
and I think Nick has a great feel for the locker room.
Is Slay coming back?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Now that they did that, it makes it feel like
it's easy to bring Slay back.
Yeah, easier.
And, yeah, I mean, Chauncey is a good player. Like, he's
floored by this. So unexpected.
I agree. He's a good player. I think he will be missed on the field. I don't think you can expect Sidney Brown to step in and do what Chauncey does. Like, Sidney, much like Keeley, has been here for 2 years, and I know he was hurt, but like, they've not put him out on the field. I think
they have been. Well, it's funny because those are their two gunners, right? I mean, Sidney Brown and Keeley Ringo have been their go-to top two guys on chasing down kicks and punts.
Yeah, no draft picks involved, by the way.
I think we sent a fifth-round pick and got a sixth-round pick back, or vice versa.
No real draft picks. Yeah,
but that still means that
CJ GJ and a 2026 sixth for Green and a 2026 fifth.
So they got a fifth back and gave up a sixth.
Okay. Wow. I mean, honestly, maybe we'll talk about more Kenyon.
You want to know Kenyon Green?
Yeah.
Give us, please.
Yeah. Oh, I'm guessing not good.
So he missed all of 2023 with a shoulder
injury. So let's just take a step back for everyone, including us, that doesn't know about. Like, so he was the 15th overall pick in the 2022.
Yeah, tell us everything.
Yeah, like, let's just start.
From Texas A&M.
Okay. So he was the 15th overall pick in 2022.
And his whole thing was he was versatile. He could play guard and tackle.
Okay.
Probably a better guard than tackle. I think he's mostly played guard.
What size is
in the NFL? He is 6'4", 320 pounds.
Okay. Big boy.
Not exactly. Tackle, not but close. Big, but yeah.
Big. Yeah. But so he missed all of 2023 and half of this year with a shoulder injury.
So how many games has he played?
24, I think. He's played 1,500 snaps.
Math isn't mathing for me, but maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense. 17 plus like 9 or whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or that would be less even. 17
plus. So he played all of his rookie year.
Yes.
Then he missed a full season.
Yeah. And then he played.
So he's in his third year, not his second year.
He's in his fourth.
He's in his fourth.
So he's played 3 years.
He's been in the NFL for three years. The first year he played his full year. Then he was hurt for a full year. And then he played half a year.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
So this also screams. This screams like a classic. I mean, I guarantee you Jeff Stout was involved in one way or another in this. Like, I don't think they trade for a guy that Stout doesn't say, yeah, I like him. I can do something with him. And look. Jeff Stout and the injuries.
He was probably someone they're interested in.
Yeah, that's my point. When they were drafting, I'm sure. Well, it's interesting because when you look at like they do that a lot. You know, they bring it like in Tavius Street, whatever it was last year. Like that guy was taking like three picks out of Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? It's like probably someone they were looking at in that pick. And then they, you know, but I do think that with Stout, I mean, we just saw Stoutland take a guy. It was the 11th pick in the 2020 draft. And people thought was like barely playable and turned him into a guard who's probably going to make a lot of money now. So like, I do think that when they make a move for or trade for an own lineman who has pedigree and physical abilities, like I'm always more likely to think that the Eagles will make that work than other teams.
And I mean, O-line is just more important than safety. It is what it is right now. So I think
Reed Blankenship really will be that leader in the secondary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Slave, by the way, talk about old takes exposed coming to fruition.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so I guess I like the acquiring of the guard. Now, again, this probably means Becton's gone. So let's process that.
Most likely.
Yeah,
though,
I think this means Becton's gone.
Probably. I will say, though, we talked about the potential of Becton on a 2-year deal or something like that. Like, depending on how his market plays out, I do think this feels like a guy who could like
develop for a year.
Yeah.
But the
contract doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah. I think this means.
But this is a guy you could argue Tyler Steen is a better starter than this guy.
Agreed,
this guy has not played much.
I don't think you're right. And maybe this is more about moving on from Chauncey. But if you're acquiring somebody that is in his fourth year, going into his fourth year, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So he is going to one in. I mean, he's still in his rookie deal. So I don't know if the fifth year option.
He's not going to get paid. Look at this.
No, but the point I'm making is.
Pick up his option with
but the point I'm making
so
is like, why would you pay Becton and have this guy sit on the bench? Is what I, you know, like.
because maybe you believe in him down the road. If he sits on the bench, he's not getting paid. My point is, like, you could sign him to a cheap deal if you
and you could extend him now, is right. The other part of it.
Yeah, or you put him on the bench. No one's paying him to come play for them next year or the year after, whatever, if he doesn't play for the Eagles. Point being that you kind of tamp down his value, have him work with Stoutland for a year or whatever, and then maybe it's more likely, and then he's your swing guy, and then he takes over. I don't know. You know?
I guess where I fall on
it
is,
I agree with you. It's likely.
I think he is likely going to be the starter this year, is my interpretation of this. I think he will be the starter. He will be, look, I mean, he's got to be really young. Like, maybe he's maybe Becton is going to get paid, and that's what this is. I think it would be silly to trade CJGJ for this guy and then pay Becton unless one of two things. One, behind the scenes, they did not like Chauncey this year. Or two, Chauncey wants a ton of money, and they felt that an unhappy Chauncey with his contract was going to be a disaster.
I
think the reason they're important is because they either traded Chauncey and this is who they got, or they targeted this guy and Chauncey is what it cost.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No,
and there's a difference there.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
My point is that it could be the latter two, though.
My point is it
might not be that they, in which case, they
maybe
could
then
bring Becton back.
Maybe.
That's
right.
What I'm trying to say is we just don't know the picture enough to say Becton's gone.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But, you know, let's talk about it from a fan perspective for a second. Like, I think on the field, I understand the trade. You know, I've never been a huge Chauncey guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I did come out and say he was better than I thought. And all, like, I just wasn't. Like, I remember last year, talk about timing, I sat on the free agency desk for 12 hours and told people I didn't think it was a good signing. I was wrong about that. But I'm just not a huge Chauncey as a player guy. But from a fan perspective, like,
I think people are going to be
this
pissed.
Sucks. Like, from a fan perspective, Chauncey was a fan favorite. People loved him. Like, he was fun to watch. He was fun to root for. He brought personality and toughness to the team. Now, I do think they have more tougher players than they did when Chauncey left last time, like Jalen Carter, like Nolan Smith. Zach Bond's going to have to step up. But, like, Reed Blankenship's going to have to step up as a leader. But, like, it does suck for fans. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, you can understand it
they're bringing in a developmental lineman.
For one of, I would argue, the top five most popular players on the team.
Up there.
Maybe a little
maybe
strong,
five,
but
he's popular.
I mean, what's the chat? I don't know if you've been monitoring.
Yeah, people aren't happy.
Yeah,
people are not happy. A couple.
And again, I am at the point where I trust Howie. But, like, I don't like this off the face of it. Like, I would if you asked me, would you rather have Chauncey or that guy, I'd rather have Chauncey.
I'm more worried about losing Chauncey, the person, than
motivator.
I am the player. I think they can find a Chauncey
regardless. I don't, like, on the face of it, I don't like the deal. I trust Howie, and I think there's more going on here than we know.
Yeah.
But I don't like the deal. Like, I
just
don't look
never,
at it and say, like, good trade. I look at it and say, like, that sucks.
I've never
That's
got
my initial
this,
take on it.
I've never got the sense that they, like, love Chauncey.
I agree with you on
and,
that.
And, I mean, look, like, people hate it when Darius Slay does it, but let's be real. Like, Chauncey's also tweeting and, like, causing a disruption, and I don't care. But, like, the people, like, the fans that get mad when Slay does it, like, Chauncey does a very similar thing, you know? So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I didn't like what Chauncey did.
Just tweet.
Chauncey did?
I said, I love you, Philly, forever champions, Eagles emoji.
Right. What a great tweet.
Very nice. I mean, he's got to be sad. Like, I do hope he gets a new contract. You know,
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing that's part of the deal.
I'll
right?
also say, you know, look, a lot of teams have moved on from Chauncey. The Saints, the Eagles twice, the Lions. Like, I think Chauncey is a good player, but I don't like Chauncey. I think the fan emotion of this, I think, is a bigger deal than it is on the field.
Maybe. But
I'll say this. I don't want Sidney Brown to be the guy off the bat. Like, maybe he wins it. But, like, I'm not going into next year being like, oh, it's Sidney. And I don't think they are either. I think they will add a save.
Okay.
And I will say this is early in the, but I've seen a lot of mock drafts have them take a safety at 32.
Mm.
Some guy to Georgia, Tucker, you might know who he is. But
well, remember they signed that former first round pick?
Yeah, Lewis
Seen. Yeah. He was part of that Georgia group again.
Yeah.
He was on that team.
Let me ask.
I mean, he was cut a couple times.
We're just guessing.
He had a really bad injury too, Seen.
So we are just guessing here because I've not been able to call or text anybody. But, like, do we think they went into the offseason knowing they were going to trade Chauncey? Or do you think this is something that came to fruition over the past 2 weeks? Feel free to.
Fascinating.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't think they came into the offseason targeting a guy who was.
But I just think about the Howie saying it's not going to look up.
Oh, I agree. I think they thought there was a real chance they would trade it. I don't think it was just because of the tweets.
I also think if you want to go, like, you know, Chauncey, I think, had every right to ask for a new contract after Saquon
got one. Yeah, I agree.
If they're going to bring Slay back, it look, they were fine last year, but obviously, who knows? Like, maybe.
Which, didn't they do this 2 years ago? Remember they let Slay go and they're going to bring back Johnson? Yeah, that, Johnson said no. So then they're like, all right, I guess we have the money. We'll bring back Slay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the same thing? I knew the Slay part of it.
No, the Slay thing was last year and Chauncey was. We didn't know Chauncey and Slay had issues.
Slay thing was last year. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
No, it was after they went to the Super
Bowl. Yeah, but so Chauncey left it. I don't know. I don't know.
You're right.
My point is they were the same time. I don't know that I didn't realize that Chauncey was the reason they brought back Slay because he left.
I think it was a money thing.
Like, maybe it was. I don't know. My point was I don't know that it happened where it was like, all right, well, Chauncey's leaving so we can give that money to Slay. Like, I don't know how that, but I get your point. Yeah, it is interesting because it
definitely. So Kenyon Green's only played left guard in the NFL.
Oh. Okay, so it hasn't played the side that back.
He also was the second worst graded offensive lineman.
Oh, we never got to that.
That's he was the second worst graded offensive lineman in 2022 and the third worst graded offensive lineman.
Have you seen anything about
offensive lineman? Hold on. Not guard, offensive lineman.
All right, well, I'm a
like, you know, football. Like the grades actually are, you know, like 70 is usually pretty good. He was a 38 last year and he was a 37
that's really bad.
In 2022.
That's
bad. I don't follow. Is that bad?
That's no, it's
bad.
Really
that's
bad.
Like, I mean, that's like if you're like a lot of red 60, there. It's like kind of okay.
Yeah, like it doesn't start to get green until you get to like the 80s.
I've never paid anything.
Yeah, it's no, it's really bad. That's a really bad grade.
What is, does that do anything? We're European. Yeah, you're a lot more than I am. You know?
I mean, I just.
He had a pass blocking grade of 0 in his last game.
I mean, how many pass rush snaps? I mean,
what does that mean?
Pass blocking snaps.
Two, and he allowed two quarterback hurries.
Like Jamon Brown type game there. Yeah.
So maybe this is more about Chauncey.
And that's what I mean. That's why I said don't think that, like, the way this guy, like what Tucker just read to us, minus him being the 15th pick in the draft, sounds like a backup offensive line. Sounds like somebody could play tackle.
But then why trade Chauncey for him unless...
I agree. I'm just saying what the profile sounds like.
No, I know.
Like,
we're thinking through this live.
Especially heading into the fourth year where you're going to get... Like, it sounds like someone who is not being brought in to be your starting guard is the way I
but it could that, be. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. So...
Sounds like someone they're bringing in to work who had a lot of talent enough to get drafted 15th in the draft who, hey, let's take this piece of clay and give it to our guy and see what he's got to do with it, you know?
So John Clark just tweeted that it's his understanding the Eagles are trying to do everything they can to make money available to keep the core of the team together, and they want to see what third-round pick Sidney Brown can do at safety. They're also building depth on the offensive line. Mekhi Becton is still on the table.
Told you, and not told you, but that
right,
was,
yeah,
I don't
no.
mean it like that. I mean, like, that's what I was thinking, potentially. But yeah, that Sidney Brown thing, that was my first thought. And like, it seems like they like Sidney, and he was a third-round pick a couple years ago, you know?
What are the cap implications of trading Chauncey? Can you look up over the cap really quick for Chauncey? Because, I mean, if it opens up money, I think this is probably more about maybe he wanted a contract.
I think this is 100%, or not, it's not fair. I think 95%, my guess, is that Chauncey wanted more money and the Eagles didn't want to pay him. And that was the basis for why he's gone.
I
think everything else, I think they like this guy as an option, whatever it is. But I think the main reason that Chauncey is traded is Chauncey said, pay me, and they said, we're not going to.
So I wouldn't go that strong, but where I would go is I think this is 95% about Chauncey. About like maybe Vic didn't like him as much as a player. They didn't love him in the locker room. Like they thought maybe if they give him another deal, like who knows? So as we think through this live, which is kind of fun, this feels less and less about like the guy they acquired.
Kenyon Green is
more and more about,
make sure I had it right,
about moving on from Chauncey.
I think so too, which is wild.
Well, because here's the other thing.
You can have a better career than Kenyon Barner.
The other thing to consider is
spelled the same way with Reed, a J. Or
Reed, no, it's a Y.
Okay. Reed Blankenship is Reed Blankenship's contract eligible. This like he has one. I wonder if maybe they didn't want to pay Reed and not Chauncey.
Oh, that's interesting too.
So there's 4.7 million in dead cap if they trade him before June 1st,
which they are.
They have or are.
Okay,
and
so they lose
200,000 in cap saving. So
okay, so there's no impact on the cap. Essentially,
like not they're really, not losing. His cap number was 4.9, and it's 4.7.
Well, the dead cap number doesn't really matter. I'm just looking at the cap savings, like the
so they lost 200K.
Yeah, so there's no
nothing.
Difference.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
How about that?
Did not see that coming.
Yeah. So I guess finally,
I just couldn't sit around and just chill out for a few days. Yeah. Like, I gotta do something.
So I guess final thought. Like
yeah, we'll do final thought in a sec, but final thought on the trade.
Well, I kind of think we just do our final thought and the pod. And
keep talking.
Stop going live for a second and we'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Parks pod?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So
very cryptic.
Well, all right. What's like your, what would you grade it? Like what's your final?
I don't love it. you know, I don't like it. I like, again, I understand it if Chauncey wanted out and or Chauncey wanted more money and they don't want to pay him. Like, I'm fine with that part of it. But like on the face of it, like I would rather have Chauncey than this lineman guy. So it's pretty simple to me, you know?
Yeah. So I think that's where I fall on it. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be as freaked out as other people are about it just because I'm not as high on Chauncey as other people. But like, we can't for a whole year hear how awesome Chauncey is.
And how much he matters.
And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, who cares? Like, yeah, like
something we don't have.
Right. So yeah, on face value. Now, again, the offseason is an incomplete picture. We'll see what happens. But yeah, on the face value, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And yeah.
Well, we turned around. I was like, everyone relaxed. And I'm like, yeah.
Should we do final thoughts? Or is it feel like emergency? I feel like we should just end.
Okay. You're very intense.
Well, I just feel like this is people. It's a big trade. People want to hear about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's fine.
All right. If you really,
I don't care. We can not do it. Let's not do it and see how people react. I want to know if people like that we didn't do a final thought or don't.
That's fair.
I would have voted for a final thought. I'll put
that. I know you would.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not
right. I just think like there's breaking news. Like let's let people.
Well, but I get it. But the point is then they could either listen to the last 2 minutes of the pod or not. Like you're talking about people live. Like the most people are going to listen to the podcast and already know that this trade had happened by the time they listen to the podcast.
True.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Final thought. What a trade.
Sure. That works.
Hello, mom and dad. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. So are we doing a pod next or not?
Confused. Let's end the live.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we won't. Until then, he's Elliot of James.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.